get ready to be inspired, but also maybe get a box of tissues and have them on hand. The reason being is we're talking to Josephine Kwan, who is this amazing powerhouse. She's an entrepreneur, has helped other businesses, she's an advisor, and is in the startup community. And what's amazing about Josephine is you probably won't know it, but she's also been the primary caregiver for both of her parents going through cancer. And what's inspiring about Josephine is that she talks us through the practicalities and the reality of the process behind a cancer journey.
Lucky enough that my dad was actually doing better, and that's when we found out about my mom, so then I could put more attention with my mom. My mom ended up getting a double mastectomy, and she just didn't want to take the chance. We found out early enough where she said, I'm not going to take the chance, so she just chose to go ahead with the operation.
But she also shares with us a message of hope, of taking something tragic and difficult and making it into something positive.
So Josephine, I'm so excited to have you here, and I really, really appreciate you taking the time to share your incredible story. It's one that I think is unique to you, but also I think a lot of people have similar experiences or don't know where to turn. So you sharing this story is super helpful. I want to start at the very beginning and just bring us back to where you were in your life when you both your parents were diagnosed with cancer.
First of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and definitely happy to share in my own story and what happened. So when I first found out my dad got diagnosed with lung cancer, I believe it was in 2019. At the time I was working in the real estate industry, and I was really, really lucky. The company that I work with, the chairman of the company was very well connected. And at the time when I found out and told him, he was kind enough to connect me. He knew somebody that sat on the board. I believe it was either at VGH or BC Cancer. And he reached out and put together a team, or who found out who the top oncologists were in that particular field in cancer, and allowed me to select who I wanted to treat my dad. And I realized that completely comes from a place of privilege. I'm really, really lucky that I had that. So we did at the time, because, you know, I'm Chinese and my dad's Chinese and his English isn't great, I went with an oncologist that was also Chinese, thinking that it could help in terms of understanding the disease a little bit better, being able to translate and for him to also have a better understanding. So that was in 2019. And then, so my dad lived for 5 years. He passed away in 2014, but my mom ended up getting diagnosed with breast cancer. I think it was 2012-ish. So while my dad had cancer, my mom also got diagnosed. And yeah, so she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
And to ask you, you know, that's a lot of pressure for you to be the caregiver to both simultaneously. I'm assuming they leaned quite a bit on you being sort of the caregiver, but also the person who is helping taking care of their affairs. Right. What was that like?
I actually ended up quitting my job. I was, you know, doing decently well in my career then. And I ended up quitting my job. I couldn't make it work. I was taking my dad to appointments every single day. My brother has his own family and it was a young family. So he had to take care of his family and there just wasn't a choice for me. It was what I had to do at the time. It was pretty hard with my dad, because it was a bit of a roller coaster ride with him. As I said, he made it for 5 years. And then on top of that, add what happened with my mom. That was really scary. I was lucky enough that my dad was actually doing better. And that's when we found out about my mom. So then I could put more attention with my mom. My mom ended up getting a double mastectomy, and she just didn't want to take the chance. We found out early enough where she said, I'm not going to take the chance. So she just chose to go ahead with the operation.
And during that time, I mean, it sounds like they're all going through these separate journeys as well and separate decisions that have to be made based on, you know, their diagnoses as well. What were some of the differences that you found or had to adapt to for each parent?
My mom was very positive, even though, you know, she got diagnosed, her thought was, you know what, I'll just do whatever it takes to get rid of it. That's why she decided to get the double mastectomy. They found through this through the scans basically cancer in one breast, but she didn't want to take the chance, and she was just always very positive. My dad was a fighter to the end. He just, there were times you would think he would just let go, but he refused. And when all things didn't work, like, he was willing to try anything and everything, which at times, you know, that was great because he wanted to fight, but also it got to a point where it was exhausting. Like, it was exhausting for me as a daughter and a caregiver. But I get it. I mean, he just had his first granddaughter, so he didn't want to go. So yeah, they're both fighters.
Yeah. Well, and based on, you know, what you said about your dad, like, he was willing to try anything. He did enter a clinical trial as well as part of his experience, correct?
Yes, he did. So with his oncologist, I mean, she was incredible. She is incredible. She was able to find a clinical trial for a pill form of chemo. And by chance, it was based on his ethnicity, like being Chinese, being a certain age, being from a certain region, I believe, was also a factor that he qualified. And that as soon as he took that pill, it completely changed him. Like, he was on the verge, and we thought he was gonna go. He got so weak to the point where I remember he could no longer drive. He could no longer walk without a walker, or I would have to take him everywhere in a wheelchair. And he came back from that. So for me, it was a miracle drug. It was amazing. And I think it probably prolonged at least a year, if not 2 years, of his life. So he got, and thank goodness for the oncologist, like, she was able to get him into that trial. And then obviously with cancer, it got to a point where he was no longer, the pills were no longer working. And then that's when he ended up doing like the traditional form of chemo. And I think he did that for another year or so.
Well, and looking back at the process, what was that process like for both you and your dad? So, you know, the oncologist has this clinical trial, it's sort of new medication. What was your thought process, and how did you come together as a family to decide that this might be a good option?
Dad kind of drove the boat on that one and was, yes, I'm going to take it for sure. Because again, he was willing to try anything and everything. I think for us as a family, with my mom and my brother, it was understanding what the drug was all about. And, you know, were there any symptoms or side effects, and, you know, efficacy rates, like, how, like, what has been done with that research. But at the end of the day, it was like we all supported my dad in whatever decision he wanted to take. And it was funny. So as soon as that, the clinical trial with that drug worked, and it, as it was wearing off, he was like quickly, well, is there something else? And he was willing to try something else. So that was our experience.
Your dad sounds like he was just full of life until the very last day. Hey.
Oh yeah. He was, he was a handful too.
I bet. Knowing everything that you know now, just if you could give sort of advice to other caregivers, I mean, what you went through was quite the experience, and it's not over even a short amount of time. We're talking years of being in this position. What are some things that you would say, offer advice for other caregivers or other people going through this process who are witnesses rather than patients themselves?
I think asking questions, like first and foremost, I think with what you're doing with Heal Mary, like just being like, how do you know what's out there? And you don't know unless you ask. And obviously first and foremost is to ask the oncologist and whoever that you're supporting as a caregiver, ask them, like, would they be open to trying? Because some people don't want to. But there are a lot of people who do want to prolong their lives, and asking them if they would be interested, and then asking the oncologists or their doctors, like, what treatments are out there? What are options? And that's first and foremost. And then, I mean, obviously with what you're doing with Heal Mary, hopefully it will provide people the information and potential opportunities to be a part of clinical trials. Because other than that, it would be just you personally doing research online, and yeah, that's all you can do, right?
Absolutely. How hard was it for you? Because I know based on past conversations, you know, you're very much a researcher. You very much dig into the information. As you just mentioned, we wanted to know efficacy rates. We wanted to know what was being done. And you had all of this wealth of knowledge. How hard was it for you to find that information? Did you do research on your own? How did you approach it?
All you can do is Google, right? Yeah. I mean, thank goodness for Google, but it's almost like you become Dr. Google and you're just out there looking for whatever you can. But then, you know, there's also a lot of stuff that you don't know if it's credible or not out there.
Yeah.
Right. So how do you know? And it's just being diligent and just try and talking to other survivors, like what methods have they used? What trials were they a part of, and seeing if there's any more information you can gather there.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go back for a second too, to talk about, so, you know, unfortunately your dad has passed on, but your mom, you know, obviously had a good result from hers. How has it changed you, or how has it impacted? Is it something that you know, that kind of has moved on from that piece, your mom's moved on from that piece, or is it something that sort of you're still dealing with the effects of all of that? How has cancer changed your family, your mom and you?
Well, I think once you've been touched by it, it does, like, it changes you forever. One thing is for sure, the gratitude piece that she survived, and just being grateful for every day. And, again, thinking about privilege, living in a place, in a country that has options and has such a great medical system. I mean, I've heard both sides, but for our family, BC Cancer has been absolutely amazing. There's support groups out there. It's changed, but it also makes you hopeful, knowing that, you know, she's survived and she's been clear. It's got to be for 7-8 years now, and she's doing well, that it gives you hope.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing. And we hold on that with technology, with research, that there's always something new and better that's coming up. And hopefully early diagnosis, like if your parent or somebody you know has been affected by cancer, it instantly makes you think about yourself. Like, what precautions are you taking? Are you going out there, like, prevention wise, are you getting mammograms on an annual or biannual basis? And keeping that in mind, and even like supporting, like being able to support people, friends. A couple years afterwards, also had another friend, both parents, same thing, had cancer at the same time. And then, but you've now gone through it, so you know how to support and try to just be there and empathize with people.
I mean, I can imagine too the amount of stress that takes on you. Have you found that it's made you a little more resilient in life as well, or how has it affected you personally?
Yeah, I mean, resilience for sure, but staying positive. Like, again, both my parents are fighters. And there's just, you make the best out of each day, and you spend every minute you can with your loved ones, and you don't take anything, like any of that, for granted. And again, being grateful for the Medicare system that we have in place in Canada and in BC, and also for innovators like yourself that are really doing something to try to provide access for everyone. I mean, that is huge. I think my parents are lucky that, not to say like toot my own horn, lucky to have myself and my brother, but for those that don't, who are maybe at later or older age, how do they make decisions? How do they get access? How do they find out what options are out there?
Wow, what I loved about Josephine's story is in the ways that she shared about the experience in dealing simultaneously with her dad's cancer diagnosis and her mom's cancer diagnosis, and the reality behind what she had to do. But beyond that is just the amount of gratitude that she shares that her family has now, the amount of appreciation. And I just think that's super inspiring. And I hope everyone listening to this right now goes out and hugs someone they love.